Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Washington Nationals, right here on Grant and Danny. Let's get to our Beltway Blitz. And before we talk Nats, we'll start you off on the gridiron. Chris Russell covers the Redskins for us here on 106.7 The Fan. Slash Arena, I know you'll be down at training camp with Craig Hoffman, and we're looking forward to chatting with you every day in Richmond. But I want to start with a non-Cousins item here. Which Redskin is going to have a better year than people are anticipating? Who do you think will outperform expectations this year?
That's a great question. We'll start with that. I'm going to go with Sua Cravens. Not because there's no expectation, but I think people are a little unsure because of the position switch. But remember, he's familiar with it in college at USC. I thought he was starting to hit his stride when he got hurt and obviously missed the last couple of games in December. I know he's very motivated by some of the criticism, that story that came out. I think not having to worry about the deep middle as much, because DJ Swearinger will play a lot of that, I think that'll allow him to play footloose and fancy free, attack the box, attack the line of scrimmage. Remember, he was a good edge rusher and a good rusher, period, at USC as a blitzer, and I think he's going to make a big impact in that regard.
Russell, what's the thing, and this is a tough, kind of a nebulous question, so bear with me. What's the thing that Redskins fans and a lot of people are counting as solved, where you're going, not so fast, my friend, this is still a question mark?
Yeah, to me, it's the offensive line when it comes to run blocking. Everybody calls this offensive line great, Danny, and they are in pass protection. But a lot of that, as you guys both know, is on Kirk Cousins, how quick he gets rid of it, how he doesn't take the massive hits except against ferocious front sevens. But I still am absolutely not convinced that when this team needs to get a yard on third and one and a half or fourth and one or fourth and inches, that you can run the ball right up the middle. And that includes when Sean LaValle is healthy, which they're touting. And yes, Spencer Long is in year two as a center, and certainly he will be better. And of course, Brandon Scherff, who everybody thinks is dominant, I think he's good. I don't think he's dominant. Can he get better? Absolutely. This offensive line, when it comes to run blocking, especially getting those nasty, gritty yards in the red zone when they need them, is still a big question mark to me.
Chris Russell on our Beltway Blitz here on Grant and Danny. All right, I just want last names here. So this is going to be rapid fire. But I'm going to give you categories, and you either rank the names or you just pick between the two. So the first, leader in rushing yards this season, Rob Kelly or Samaje Perine?
Rob Kelly.
Catches, rank 1, 2, and 3 for me. I got Crowder, Pryor, Doxson in whatever order you want.
I'm going to go Crowder. Well, can I do Jordan Reed or no?
No, those three.
All right, Crowder, Terrell Pryor, Josh Doxson.
In that order. And then let's go sacks. I'm going to give you non-Kerrigan division. Junior Gallette, Preston Smith, Trent Murphy, 1, 2, and 3.
I'm going to go Preston Smith because Murphy suspended the first four, and Gallette I have no idea about. I'll go Preston Smith. I'll go Gallette and then Trent Murphy.
Linebacker position, Russell. When Zach Brown is signed, I go, there's your starting middle linebackers. He's a tackling machine, pretty athletic guy, etc. Seems like I'm wrong about that. It may be just a constant sub-rotational package kind of thing. Do you see Zach Brown maybe as the nickel middle linebacker to you know, maybe replace Will Compton on those downs? Do you see him starting more often than not? How's that position going to shake out?
Yeah, my guess, based on everything that I've seen, heard, whatever, is that he's probably more going to replace Mason Foster in sub packages. Now, that doesn't mean that at times they won't have all three of those guys on the field, but they love Compton because of his energy, his leadership, his play calling ability, or his ability to lead and organize the defense. So I don't think this was a move to replace Will Compton. I think this was a move to get better in sub and nickel packages, which you're in 65-70% of the time. And quite honestly, if they play a lot of zone defenses, which they have in the years past, and everybody kind of does, they needed somebody better in pass coverage, better in zone defense in those deep zone drops than they have been, and especially against tight ends. So I think you'll see him with something in for Mason Foster quite a bit, maybe occasionally three inside linebacker package.
At WrestleMania 621, an awkward but effective Twitter handle. Thank you, Reenie.
Thank you, fellas.
Let's talk some baseball. Craig Heist covers the Nats for us on 106.7 The Fan. Heisty, if this Edwin Jackson experiment, which got off to a wonderful start, doesn't go as effectively moving forward, what is plan B at the fifth starter spot?
You know, I don't know at this point, Grant, to be honest with you, but, I mean, let's see where it takes us. We got a really nice start out of him the first time. I look back a couple of months ago when he stopped by with the Orioles, and, you know, he did not pitch well. He wasn't pitching well when he got to Baltimore. But, I mean, this is a guy that's got a track record, albeit basically kind of a 500 track record. And his results are certainly not what during his career people thought that he had the ability to do. But, you know, he's shown signs. So, you know, take the good one and go from here and see what happens. And I'm more interested, really, to kind of see how they do against a team battling for the wild card, because let's face it, everything in the National League is kind of up in the air right now, wild card wise, but it's certainly not in terms of divisions.
Heisty, stand at home plate, point to the center field bleachers, call your shot. What date does Jason Worth play for the Nationals again?
I am thinking at this point, I'm going to point to center field and say probably in about 3 weeks.
So that's like mid-August.
Mid-August, yep.
Boom.
And an impact down the stretch?
I think so. I mean, you know, he's obviously going to be a little bit rusty coming back, and they're going to have to phase him in because, you know, let's face it, when you think about who's the play of Brian Goodwin and some of the other guys that they've had out there, you know, it's worked to this point. Now, again, I'd much rather have a healthy Jason Worth come playoff time for this team and knowing what he means in that lineup and can be a part of than not have him. So I say at this point, take as much time as you can to get him healthy. Nobody's given me an indication that this thing is going to linger to the point where he can't be ready by the postseason or into September. So I say take as much time as you need to make sure you get it right.
I see two more injury updates from, if you don't mind. One, hopefully shorter term, one longer term. Sean Kelly, what are we hearing?
Sean Kelly is supposedly on track to get back sometime in August. If that happens, I think that adds to a lot to, since they've gotten the two acquisitions from the bullpen in Doolittle and Mattson, that's going to slot some people back to roles that maybe they're more accustomed to. It's going to be a big help, I think, for Matt Albers if he can come back. He had started throwing off flat ground, and I knew he was ramping it up a little bit. But, you know, again, the timetable for him, they're very close to the best is what they're telling us.
And then Trey Turner, any baseball activities in the near future? Obviously still healing from that
broken wrist.
He
wasn't swinging a bat. He had gone down to the spring training facility in West Palm to start some activity, but really, I still think you're looking at about 4 weeks there at minimum.
Heisty, thank you, sir. Always great.
You're welcome.
That is your Beltway Blitz. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.